with the Office of Vocations and Ministry at Glennon College, Holy Cross. Now I turn it over to Ann Bessaridis, the Director of the Office of Vocation and Ministry at Glennon College, Holy Cross.
Thank you so much, Father Jim. I am so blessed to be here and to be with an incredible cohort tonight who is going to be teaching you. As Father Jim said, my name is Ann Metsakos Bessaridis. I direct the Office of Vocation and Ministry here at Hellenic College Holy Cross, where I also teach the graduate course in youth and young adult ministry. The Office of Vocation and Ministry runs the Crossroads Summer Institute for high school juniors and seniors, initiatives for our Hellenic College Holy Cross students here on campus, the Telos Project, a research initiative to help parishes engage young adults in their 20s, and we publish resources to share what we're learning. About 8 years ago, we began sponsoring a development internship so that we could foster the idea of gratitude and generosity among our Crossroads alumni, knowing that they would be the ones to sustain the program in the future. We would send one of our students to do a training of the Lake Institute of the Lilly Family School of Philanthropy at Indiana University, and they would come back and share what they learned. Some of the readings they brought back lit a fire in my soul. I recognized an important truth in what the Lake curriculum illumined, that too often the way in which we think about money and the way in which we treat people who can help fund ministry is often both theologically inaccurate and directly stifles growth in ministry. Over the years, we've found our vision slowly and steadily transformed through our exposure to this wonderful Lake Institute training you will get a taste of in this short series. In the words of one of our interns, the Lake Institute opened my mind to see fundraising and life from a perspective of abundance rather than scarcity. I used to believe that ministries were hopelessly limited when there was just not enough money. Now I see a lack of funding as an opportunity to invite others into the work and multiply the talents God has given. I'm not afraid of fundraising anymore, but I am inspired to cultivate generosity in my own life and thereby encourage others to do the same. It has been real work to format my brain to think of fundraising in this life-giving way. And it is going to be real work for all of us to think about stewardship through the lens of abundance in this time of crisis, of church closings, and amidst the hard reality that many of us have lost jobs or taken huge hits to investments and retirement funds. But fundraising is love in action. It is loving our parishes that are our church homes, our youth and young adults who are our future, and the people inside and outside our church walls who need our help, who are our neighbors. Loving them enough to ask others to join us in giving of our material resources, resources that God has given us for our future. It's a gift to be able to connect you with this wonderful education of the Lake Institute and with Melissa Spaz and Gary Dollar, our instructors. Melissa and Gary have twice taught their signature four-day course here at Hellenic College Holy Cross. Melissa is an extraordinary thinker and educator, one of my favorite teachers to learn from. Gary brings rock-solid wisdom and experience both as a pastor and an extraordinarily successful fundraiser. Before we open in prayer, I have one housekeeping detail. We will have a few minutes for questions at the end of the presentation. To ask a question, you must be logged into Zoom from a computer or the Zoom app on your mobile device. Those dialed in by phone are unable to ask questions. To ask a question, please click on the Q&A icon and then type in your first and last name, parish and location, followed by your question. One of us will then read your question along with your name and where you are from to our speakers. Now to open us in prayer, I've asked one of the past participants here to lead us, Father Ted Barbas, a friend, mentor, and chancellor of the Metropolis of Boston. Father Ted.
Thank you, Ann, and good evening, everybody, our friends that are gathered on this evening's webinar. I understand there are several hundred of our clergy and leaders from around the country with us this evening, and we welcome you, and we ask you to please bow your heads as we pray. Let us pray to the Lord. I will begin in the fourth chapter of Philippians. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there are any virtues, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. Lord, we thank you for this evening, this time to share and to learn, to encourage, to inspire. We thank you, Lord, for the gift and the blessing and the privilege that you give us to serve the church through the ministries of these leadership positions, which we have been blessed to lead the church and our parishes. We ask you, Lord, to guide this evening's discussion, to let us, Lord, take the words of St. Paul, that we fear nothing, that we are anxious, and through prayer and supplication and in love, make our requests be made known to you. We ask you, Lord, for that peacefulness to abide in our hearts, in our souls, in our minds, as we bow our heads in prayer and pray for a quick and speedy end to this coronavirus pandemic. We pray for the healing of those who are ill, and we pray for the eternal repose of those who have lost their lives. Guide us and be with us this evening as we share and inspire and learn and grow together. For you are holy now and forever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. Anne and dear friends, I thank you for the opportunity to lead us in prayer and to share just a few thoughts. I also am a student and a recipient of the inspiration of Melissa and Gary and of Anne, and of my colleagues, Teo and Father Jim, all of who are on the leadership of this webinar this evening. As Anne said, I was given the opportunity to go through the course that Melissa and Gary offered on the campus of Helena College through the Office of Vocations, as we dream together the vision of not being afraid to go and to raise money and invite people to be part of the ministry of the church, as we focus on gratitude and this inspiring gratitude in our faithful towards a reality of generosity. And so during this pandemic, there's a lot of uncertainty, there's a lot of anxiety, there's a lot of unknowns. But St. John reminds us that perfect love casts out all fear. And so we need not fear. We need not be anxious. We need to rejoice and to pray and to understand that through this crisis and through this pain and death and destruction and illness, tremendous blessings are going to come to the ministry and to the church. Tremendous blessings through the hand of God will move our ministry to where we've never, to horizons that we never thought were possible. Just in the short couple weeks, so many of our churches have turned to an online presence in their ministry through worship and through ministry, through education, and through offering people the sense of participation by sharing the gifts that they have been blessed with through the church to those that are in need. And so as we confront the challenges of the next weeks and months and years ahead, let us not do so with a tunnel vision of how are we going to make up the budget losses? How are we going to pay our bills? Rather, our entire vision has to turn around, that this is a blessing. No longer will we depend on festivals to pay the ministries of our church. No longer will we invite people from outside the church to buy baklava and souvlaki to pay the bills of ministry of building the body of Christ. We will invite our neighbors and all people to come into our church, but to be exposed to the beauty of the gospel of Christ and of the faith in the Orthodox Church. This is a time for us to take these difficulties and this crisis and to learn true stewardship. And if this church, our faith, and the ministries are important to our faithful, then God will give us the spirit of generosity and gratitude through stewardship to fund the ministries and to fund them in the way that there will be no barriers. The horizons are broad and expansive. So as we turn the program over to Melissa and Gary, I pray that the Lord will give us the spirit of vision, the spirit of creativity, and the spirit of peacefulness in Christ. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Have no anxiety about anything, but through prayer and supplication and love, let your requests be made known to God. Amen. Good evening, Melissa, Gary. Thank you for leading us this evening.
Father Ted, thank you so much. Anne, Teo, Father Jim, it truly is an honor and a privilege to be invited to speak to this gathering and to be welcomed